Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Daniel Weber is with us, folks. Daniel is a new friend. He's the founder of the Association of Mature Americans. AMAC. But before this, he was a successful insurance company owner and executive, and had a lot of success in that. He's like me. He's worked all his life, and we're going to talk to him about this new organization he founded about 5 years ago. Daniel Weber, welcome to the show.
Great talking to you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on the show. So you had a successful business for all those years, and then you decided to form a nonprofit and 5 years ago. And so, Daniel, I've got to ask you, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, you know what it was? I wanted to retire, but I wanted to keep the gray matter busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's too much rest is rust. So I said, what can I do? And I looked at AARP, and I was getting madder and madder and madder. I guess what set me off, when they gave Harry Belafonte an award for being a good humanitarian, he came back from Venezuela, and he said the United States was the biggest terrorist nation in the world.
Right.
And that kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm. And let me say, in the interest of full disclosure, Daniel, I'm fully qualified in age to be a member of AARP, and I'm a very happy non-member of the AARP.
Uh-huh.
Never have been, never will be a member or in any way, fashion, form, a supporter of the AARP. I don't give too much direct instructions to small business owners about who they should associate with. But I will tell you, small business owners, if you own a small business, the AARP is not your friend. So that's not to put too fine a point on it. Daniel, so you founded this, your AMAC organization, which is a more conservative parallel to the AARP. We want to truly represent
Americans. You know, we believe in the old fashioned values, faith, family, and individual freedom. And you know, the free enterprise system has worked. That's what made us the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
And here you got outfits like ARP that want to do away with that, and it's ridiculous. You know, they want to have socialized medicine.
Right. Well, one of the things I want to point out, and I talked about this when it happened. I guess it was about maybe what I forgot if it was 05 or 06, but a bunch of people, including me, were trying to help get association health plans through Congress to allow organizations like chambers of commerce and trade groups to gather together their members and buy insurance across state lines, health insurance across state lines. And one of the biggest opponents of this, and one of the largest groups that actually helped to defeat this measure, was the AARP. Now, Daniel, I'm convinced that had the Association of Health Plans law passed, Americans, especially small business owners, would have loved it so much and would have embraced it so much that there would have been no opportunity at all for the current health care bill that President Obama passed.
Yeah, in other words, you're saying that AARP, if they would have gone along with what a lot of people wanted to try, then we wouldn't have had Obamacare.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And so, you know, when people say, well, nobody else ever brought to any... Nobody else, you know, there were no other ideas on how to reform health care. That's a lie. It's not true because there were other ideas.
Jim, there's been several proposals like that.
Yep.
And the association plan, that was one good one. And unfortunately, for some reason, AARP is bent on saying we want to have government-controlled insurance, yep. and yep. everybody should be covered. And one, they think it's going to be easier if socialism runs it, and it's mm-hmm. not true. Did you hear about the barbershop in the Congress, in the Senate?
Yeah, oh yeah. Tell the audience.
Unbelievable.
Tell the audience about that.
Yeah, thank you. The barbershop is in trouble, and they are short. They've gone bankrupt. This is the Senate barbershop. And they asked the senator, and he said, well, I don't understand how that can happen because they charge $20 a haircut, and I leave a good tip. Then they found out that they're overstaffed. They have a lot of barbers because this is government-controlled business now, competing. Around the corner, a few blocks away from the Congress, is the Capitol barbershop. Mm-hmm. They charge $12 a haircut. Now, that's a good illustration.
And they're not going out of business.
And they're not going out of business. And mm-hmm. barbers are, you know, just knocking on the door to get a job in that barbershop. So that's what happens. A real illustration. Government can't even run a barbershop, much less run the country.
And the AARP wants more of that. And that's the reason why I'm never going to be a supporter of the AARP. Now, your organization is young. You're only about 5 years old, isn't it? Aren't you?
That's right. We started out. You know, at the end of the first year, we had 5,000 members, and now, thank God, we got 330,000 members,
wow.
and we're growing.
Wow. What does it take to join your organization?
Well, it takes $16.
Wow.
And that covers both the member and spouse.
$16 a year? Was it $16 a year?
$16 a year. You got it. And you get a discount if you join for 3 years or 5 years.
A discount off of $16. I think most people can afford that.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea. You know, we want to make people like to join, and they get a quarterly magazine. They get eligible for all kinds of discounts. We even have shopping online where they can get, you know, discounts by shopping on a computer and get money
right.
back. All kinds of nice things for people.
And of course, I'm sure you've gathered together some organizations that will offer special deals for your folks and all that sort of
That's
thing.
That's exactly it. We got yeah. insurance discounts. We're talking true discounts, you know. We turn away a lot of companies that call us and say, hey, you know, I'll give you this as a royalty if you sell
right.
this.
Right.
And then we look into what they're selling, and it isn't so good. So,
right.
you know, we would rather not offer something unless it's truly a good, good product.
One of the things that you price. Want to do, Daniel, that you're on a mission for is to get older folks to make sure they're involved in the political process coming up, especially. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to tell us why you're working on that and what you expect to happen and why you think it's such a big deal. By the way, give us the website, please, Daniel, quickly.
I got to say this, that there's a lot of folks
Hold on, Daniel. I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get that website after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.